legislators of any of it. Nothing, you know. So,
this was all kept under the radar.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, Jim, I'm getting good levels here. This is a good thing about being able to record on one of these is it's real easy to do. And I know how to spell it. Can you spell just so I have it here? I'm checking your levels here.
H-A-N-S-E-N.
One more.
H-A-N-S-E-N, Jim Hansen.
And you're a representative from Frankfort.
Yeah, I live in just west of Frankfort in the country there. I was raised in Frankfort, south of Hannibal, about 18 miles. North of Bowling Green, about 11 miles.
Very good. All right, obviously, Representative, this has been an issue that I've been covering very closely. This is one of those issues that's, and you've been here a long time at the Capitol, it appears to be bipartisan when you have Gail Beatty and Todd Richardson, Scott Fitzpatrick, all basically on the same page. That's pretty significant. And today, Speaker Richardson and Chairman Fitzwater appointed you to lead a House subcommittee on corrections, workforce, environment, and conduct. This is a big deal.
Yeah, this is a real big deal. You know, these are things that come up while you're serving the public that, you know, you just don't realize that these things are going out of there, and they were kind of under the radar in a lot of ways, and it's hard to keep this thing underground. Sooner or later, stuff like this bubbles up to the top, and I just happen to be the guy in the bird seat right now, and I'm willing to take this on for the speaker and investigate all these allegations. And our job will be to come up with a work environment that we should have for employees in the state of Missouri.
Do you have the Bowling Green prison in your district?
Yes, I do.
Have you gotten any feedback from them? I don't know if the pitch specifically mentioned Bowling Green. I know it mentions all over the state.
Well, it's statewide. I haven't had as many serious allegations out of Bowling Green. Bowling Green, I've talked to employees in Bowling Green. I've met with employees about personnel issues. I know there was one lawsuit settled out of Bowling Green, I want to say 6 years ago or so, along the lines of sexual harassment, that type of thing. But, I've been trying to work with the people in the prison and solve some of these problems, and I've taken them to the Department of Corrections. And, of course, they police themselves, so it always comes back, it seems to be in their favor. And I think we're going to turn the page and look at our whole policy procedures and how we handle issues and what we need to do for the future.
The Kansas City pitch, and I know you and I both read it, they did a scathing November investigative report, and they found that Missouri, Mr. Chairman, had paid about $7 million in the past 4 years to settle lawsuits brought by the Missouri DOC. When I read that, and I've covered the appropriations hearings, you've been on it, I about fell out of my chair. That was never brought to any of the lawmakers' attention
at all
that I know of.
No, we weren't aware of that, and I think it's up to a little over $8 million now, and there's like 30-some cases or so still pending. So, yeah, that I think people had said on the Corrections Committee, this is my first year on the Corrections Committee, and talking to Representative Fitzwater, who chairs that committee, they weren't aware of any of this, and it's kind of a shock. It was a shot across the bow, really.
Yeah. When you've got a big stack here. As I record this interview, I'm looking down on it, and it's just stacks and stacks of paper. Probably horrible stuff, I'm guessing, in some of this stuff. These are affidavits that are out in court now.
You couldn't make this up. It's disgusting. That's all I'll say. It's very disgusting that this has happened to employees in the state of Missouri to have to work in this kind of hostile work environment. You just couldn't repeat some of this stuff.
Yeah. Fair to say it's disgusting. And you're still going through everything at this point.
You're right. Yeah, we're still looking into it. And we're looking to start off our hearings. When we have our first hearing, we're going to start with the new director. Yeah. And I had a meeting with her yesterday for an hour to discuss what we think we want to do and what we're looking for long term and what kind of outcome we'd like to have and how we turn this ship around.
When's the first hearing? Do we know yet?
Well, we don't know yet. We're going to have to share some time with the Corrections Committee. We don't always hear a lot of bills in Correction Committee, so we'll take up some of their time to get things started. Mm-hmm. It's my first year on the Corrections Committee, and sure. I thought, you know, we were making some changes, and the speaker, you know, asked all of us what committee we'd like to be on, and I thought, well, I'd like to be on the Corrections Committee because I want to try to improve some of this, not knowing that this was going on, but just dealing with some of the issues sure. I've dealt with in my home district from an employee standpoint to see if I could find out more and make it better mm-hmm. workplace environment for them. But I didn't know I was volunteering at the time for yeah. where I was going to end up. But I'm willing to take this on. I really am. This is a challenge for all of us.
So you met with a new director for an hour yesterday. Mr. Chairman, what is your aim with this investigation, these hearings? What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I hope we come up with programs, policies, and procedures that all employees, not only in the prison system, but I would hope would understand in the other agencies that these have to be followed. Supervisors have to report these things when they see them. Action has to be taken. Investigations has to be held. And they have to be resolved. They can't be swept under the rug. They can't think that they're just going to go away. And we'll make recommendations to the speaker and the director. And mm-hmm. and I made this comment yesterday, and I've used this before. I said, this is a big deal. Yeah. We're going to have to eat this elephant one bite at a time. And she went, I said that exactly yesterday to my staff, Jim. I said, well, we're on the same page, but we'll get it done.
Yeah. Subpoenas. Gail Beatty, the Democratic minority leader, a woman that you, on a lot of issues, don't agree on this one, you guys are pretty much on the same page. She went on TV and radio with me earlier this month and said, we need to use subpoenas on this. Are you there yet?
We're not there yet, but I would, you know, if we can have that authority, I would welcome that authority. I don't make that decision, but
who does make that decision?
The speaker would probably request that, or I don't know if the attorney general sure. would have to probably authorize that for us. So we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I've already got names of people already that have called and said, I'll testify. So I'm gradually building a list. We have some other people, so mm-hmm. we'll see.
Yeah. You just want answers. You want to change the culture over there. And just as I write my story, you want to change the culture at the department. You want them to take it seriously. You're impressed with the director and the new director who had nothing to do with this. She seems to want to get to the bottom of it, too. All that accurate, the way I've said
That's it? Accurate. And this is perfect timing for a new director. She has no preconceived notions. But she has opinions that we've talked about. She knows a lot about this already.
Yeah.
I was teasing her. I said, did you know about all this when you accepted this job? She said, I knew quite a bit of it. And so she's aware of the issues, and she's a zero-tolerance type of person. So we're going to see some major changes. Yes, we got to get this turned around.
Yeah. And the first hearing date has not been scheduled.
Hadn't been scheduled yet.
Mr. Chairman, anything you'd like to add?
No, I'd say onward and upward, and I look forward to doing the best job I possibly can do for these employees and all employees of the state of Missouri, that no employee should have to work in this kind of environment under conditions that I've seen.